An experimental type of surgery being tested in Boston could drastically cut down on the recovery time for patients. When someone's recovering from surgery, what usually causes the most pain and the most recuperation time is the surgeon's incision. This new type of surgery requires no incisions. But as WBUR Healthland science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer tells us, natural orifice surgery comes with risks of its own. But this programming note for the squeamish now, Sasha's story describes several medical procedures in detail.
Imagine a major surgery that leaves no scar, causes little pain, heals quickly, and lets you get back to regular activities in just a few days. Research into exactly that is being funded by a Boston healthcare nonprofit called CIMMET that's headed by Dr. John Parrish. He says the goal is to give doctors access to what's inside your body without cutting the outside of your body.
It's accessed through a natural orifice, so you don't need to make even a small incision in the chest or the abdomen and use the mouth or the vagina or the anus as an entry site, and then there's no scar.
There's no scar because the surgery is done through the existing orifice. Flexible cameras and other medical devices are inserted into the orifice so surgeons can do their work without cutting through flesh. Human clinical trials are happening at a handful of hospitals around the country, including in Boston. Dr. Parrish says natural orifice surgery could be used to take out organs, remove cancers, repair defects, perform biopsies, and do other surgeries.
Entering the chest or the stomach by way of the esophagus, correcting hernias, and a variety of other gastroenterologic procedures.
If all this orifice talk makes you squeamish, Dr. Parrish understands. He says when people even hear about natural orifice surgery, their reaction is often something like this. You want to take my what out of my where? But a surgeon in Massachusetts General Hospital, Dr. David Ratner, believes if natural orifice surgery proves as safe and successful as he thinks it could be for certain procedures, it would be well worth getting over that psychological aversion.
If I told you that you could go back to work tomorrow after having your gallbladder out and you'd feel fine, as opposed to having a tried and true method that would keep you out anywhere from a week to 6 weeks, would you take a small amount of risk for that or not?
Just last month, Dr. Ratner removed a woman's gallbladder through her vagina. The procedure was part of a clinical trial to test the safety and effectiveness of natural orifice surgery. The patient didn't want to be interviewed for privacy reasons, but Dr. Ratner says the woman recovered more quickly than many of his patients who've had the surgery done a more conventional way.
She was up and moving around pretty much right away, and by the fourth day, she wasn't taking really any pain medicine and was taking care of her kids and going to a barbecue and a party over the weekend, and she was pretty happy.
That kind of outcome might make natural orifice surgery seem like a no-brainer, but there's a catch. Some types of natural orifice surgery require cutting through an internal organ, such as the stomach. If you want to remove, for example, the appendix through the mouth, you have to puncture the stomach to get to the appendix. And some doctors think a healthy organ should never be intentionally damaged, especially the stomach, as Dr. Ratner explains.
If you make a hole in your stomach and you fail to close it, then all the acid and digestive juice leaks out and you get peritonitis and you die in 24 hours, unless it's treated.
That's too great a gamble for Dr. Michael Zinner. He's chief of surgery at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and he thinks natural orifice surgery will have limited application. That's in part because existing body openings aren't a very clean setting for surgery.
If you go through the stomach or the rectum or the vagina to enter the sterile field of the inside of the abdomen, it's a little bit to me like dragging sterile instruments through a sewer on your way to cleaning it up.
Zinner also says advanced surgical techniques similar to natural orifice surgery already exist. Surgeons routinely go through the belly button or make tiny holes in the abdomen, for example, to take out gallbladders and ovarian cysts, remove prostates, tie fallopian tubes, and do hysterectomies. At Brigham and Women's, Dr. Chris Thompson looks like he's playing a video game. He stands over a patient who's under general anesthesia and has a 3-foot-long tube snaked down her throat. He watches a computer screen while he holds a long-handled device that's attached to the other end of that tube. Every few seconds, there's a loud snap.
We're just taking a bite of tissue right there. So we put our first
Dr. Thompson is using a flexible suturing device to perform weight loss surgery on this patient. He's making her stomach smaller so she won't eat as much. Each time he pulls a trigger on the device he's holding, a stitch plunges into the patient's stomach. The other end of the stitch dangles out of her mouth.
Suction on. So that's our first stitch pair. We're going to repeat that a few more times and then tie him down again.
Weight loss surgery used to mean cutting through the abdomen, but using natural orifice surgery, Dr. Thompson has put the suturing device into this woman's stomach through her mouth.
Virtually bloodless. It's very rare that we have, look at our containers here. It's just a little dribble if any blood comes out at all, which is nice.
Dr. Thompson expected this patient to wake up pain-free. Other than a sore throat, that was the experience of Christine Baker. She's a Massachusetts woman who had the same weight loss surgery last year because she wanted a short recovery time.
I have children. I have 3 greyhounds. I have a home that I have to keep up. I couldn't imagine being down for upwards of 3 months. It just isn't feasible.
Unlike other types of natural orifice surgery, Baker's procedure didn't involve removing an organ or harming a healthy organ to get to an unhealthy one. But Baker says she wouldn't rule out that kind of operation.
I would tell anybody, get past it. Get past it. Don't even think about where they're pulling it out of or what they're pulling out of you, because tomorrow you can go back to your life and not be down and out for however long it takes for you to get well.
Like any surgical procedure, natural orifice surgery does come with risk of complications. So to make sure it's done safely and effectively, doctors will need new kinds of medical devices and extensive training. Surgeons say in coming years, they'll figure out which types of natural orifice surgery are worth doing and which ones are too dangerous. Because for some patients, a little pain and a small scar could be the better choice. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.